Hi, my name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line.
Hi, Randy. Hello.
Hi, is this Miss Jones?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Is this about the NEC baby formula claim, ma'am?
Yes, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, good job. I'm so sorry. I just started at 8 o'clock today. You're my very first call, so I do apologize. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Sure.
Okay. Did you have a child or yourself was diagnosed with NEC, ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. Was it your child?
Yes, it was.
How's your baby doing?
Okay, still going through some health things, but I mean, better than what we started.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear he's improving. Let me just give you a little background again. My name is Randy Reese. It is like the peanut butter cups. I'm a little passionate about this claim because I myself was born 2 months premature. Okay, so it's nasty. It really is. I understand it's physically, mentally, financially, all kinds of things in you as the mom. So I really appreciate you talking to me. Let's see if we can't get you involved in this, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. And this is just a housekeeping question. I need to ask it just a little bit different way, and then we're done. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Would that be a yes? You've not done that?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. That's willing to affirm. I know. Thank you. Now, your child was diagnosed with NEC, correct? Necrotizing enterocolitis. Okay. And what type of injuries did your child sustain? And I'm going to read you a little list, and if there's more that's not on here. So ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, intestinal perforation, scarring or stricture, septus, cerebral palsy, neurological damage, or any other serious or long-lasting injuries.
So there was some liver damage.
Oh. And that's going to last for a bit, isn't it? I'm so sorry. Was there any scarring or strictures in the intestines that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of. What I do know is that, I mean, just procedure was done.
Okay, I'm going to get to that. Was there a what's called a laparotomy, an exploratory surgery performed?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to get that.
Laparotomy.
Yes, you got it. That. Thank you. You say it better than me, but thank you. I'm going to be asking that question in a little bit in just a second, okay? So thank you for that. Do you have medical records in your possession, or do you know if they exist?
They do, but I don't have them in my possession. I've had a difficult time retrieving them.
Okay. Part of if you decide to move forward on this intake, part of one of the forms that you would sign is us pulling those medical records. So I just need you to confirm they exist, and if possible, you could get them, if possible, correct? Or what I should say, one could
Correct.
get them. One could get them if possible. I mean, they're there.
Correct.
Thank you. Okay, now what is the diagnosis date? What date was your child diagnosed with NEC?
It was like the 4th week of September 2010.
Oh, okay, September 2010, the 4th week. Do you know the exact day, or your best guess?
No, I don't remember exactly.
Okay. All right. But it's definitely within the time frames as far as the year diagnosed. So September. Now you said it was in the 4th week. So September's a short month. So if you went into the 4th week of September, that would make it like the 28th.
What? It's a short month?
Yeah, there's only 30 days in September.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean by a short month.
To make
So,
it a little.
right,
Oh,
so
like it's just meeting.
do you think it might have been like, I mean, would you be comfortable with me putting like the 27th on there as far as diagnosis date to be confirmed through medical records?
I'm uncertain because I don't want to give the wrong date. I know it
Okay.
was within the last week. The 4th week of September. So
Okay.
I'm not necessarily comfortable with just giving a date and
Oh,
then
okay.
not,
That's fine. Let me just tell you, it is a required question. So if you wanted to somehow find out what the diagnosis date was, then we'd be able to finish the intake. But it is actually a required question. So if you're unable to provide me with a diagnosis date, I would not be able to complete the intake at this time. And I do apologize about that.
Oh,
Can I tell
no
you what
worries.
other, can we move forward though? And I won't be able to complete the intake without that, but I could tell you what else I'll be asking.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Now, was your child diagnosed before or after being fed formula?
This was after being fed formula.
Okay. And do you remember, and you may not, but do you remember how long after being fed the formula was your child diagnosed with the NEC? Was it within 7 days or after 7 days?
It was after 7 days.
Okay. Was your child diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember what brand of formula was being used?
It was the Similac, if I'm not mistaken, NeoSure.
Okay, thank you. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of, well, you're the mother, so you'd be filing on behalf of your child. Child's okay, and your child is still alive. You do have authority to sign on behalf of the child, correct?
Yes.
And are you guys, you're both citizens of the United States?
Yes.
And what was the gestational age at birth?
31 weeks.
Okay. Oh, that's awfully early. And you already mentioned this, the baby was diagnosed at the hospital, correct?
Yes.
And what is your baby's date of birth?
September 10, 2010.
Thank you. And do you have the birth certificate?
Yes, sir. I sent it to someone yesterday when they asked.
Oh, I don't need it. So you've already spoken to someone about this?
No, yesterday the same person that called me and transferred the phone, there was some sort of like intake questionnaire or something they asked.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do have it. Cool. That's good.
Yes.
And please confirm your child's gender for me.
Male.
And he's currently single. Okay.
I didn't hear you.
He's not married. So he's
He's a
single,
minor.
right? I know, I understand.
He's
Thank
a
you.
minor.
I just
Yeah.
have to ask the question. I understand that. You already told me that the child, your child was diagnosed in the NICU. And see, here's another thing that we would have to get, unless you know. Do you know that the child's NICU admission and discharge dates from the NICU?
When you say NICU date,
Yeah, what
or
date? So
birth?
usually the child goes right into the NICU when they're born.
Correct.
Do
It
you,
should have
okay.
been September 10th, NICU.
Correct. Not always though. That's why they ask. Okay, and then how long was your child in the NICU for?
We discharged around the 2nd week of November.
From the NICU or from the hospital?
From the hospital.
Okay, how long? So this one, this question, ma'am, I'm sorry, is specifically when was your baby taken out of the NEO intensive care unit, NEO, the NICU, and then moved to the regular ward of the hospital, or the baby ward? Do you know that day?
I would no, not exactly.
Okay. Just making a note because I'm going to send you a text message of the information that we are going to need. So it was the diagnosis date. And I will tell you, though, it's worth getting the information because they have started settling these cases. You can look at it on Google.
Oh,
The manufacturer has
yeah.
admitted guilt. Yeah. Okay. Do you know when the baby started using formula, and when the baby stopped using formula? Do you know those dates?
Yeah, right away. And then, so considering the symptoms, I guess it started around like
Well,
14
bird.
to 15 days after. No, not the symptoms of
Well, no,
the NEC.
the question is
And
specifically
then,
when they gave them formula, right? Did your baby get breast milk
yeah,
first?
from birth.
Okay, right. Okay, so no breast milk, correct?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Then, so they gave the baby, obviously, then they gave the baby formula right at birth. And then what do you know? Now, I know you tried to answer and I just was confused. Do you know when they stopped giving the baby formula? The
Once,
Similac.
yeah, once the baby was diagnosed.
Okay. So, but we don't know that date.
It would have been, like I said, around like the 4th week of September. Towards the end of September is when it would be.
Right, I understand that, ma'am, but you weren't comfortable with me choosing a day, and I have to actually put a day in there.
Okay, you can give a roundabout of a date. I just wasn't certain.
No, I understand where you're saying you weren't. I'm not arguing or being adversary to you. I really want to help you file a claim. But, and so that's what I was trying to ask is that it is a required question. I need to know the day. And I know you told me it was around the 4th week. And that's what I was trying to do was help you with when I said that September is a shorter month. There's only 30 days. So
That's a lot.
that would make 4 weeks into it about the 28th. So what I did is I went a couple days back. You see what I was trying to do there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I was really truly trying to help you. So if you had to, again, let me rephrase it. I went all the way back up to that question. If you had to say what date your baby was diagnosed with the NEC, you already told me it was around the 4th week of September. If you had to pick an actual day, what day would you be comfortable with telling me? And remember what I said last time too is that they will get the medical records. So it as long as your child was diagnosed within those couple of days, I don't think it's going to be a major issue. You see what I'm saying? So what day would you
But
become?
yeah, the 20th is fine.
What day, ma'am? Please for confirmation.
You can put about the 28th, I guess.
Okay. Of 2010. Okay.
Yes.
Now, skipping back down, and I don't mean to make it so confusing. I just want to make sure we get it right. Okay.
All right, great.
Well, because like I said, they started settling the cases, and I really want to help you make sure you get your claim in. I really do. And don't forget, because they have started settling, if you know any other moms, or maybe you talked to somebody at the NICU or something, I know it's been a long time, but you are more than welcome to give them my name and phone number, okay?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name again. One more time.
Randy Reese, Reese just like the peanut butter cups.
Oh, Randy Reese.
Yeah,
Okay.
do you know the peanut butter cups?
Yes, sir, I do.
Good, okay, good. That helps you remember my name, is why I say that, ma'am. That's all. Okay, now,
Okay.
let me
Yes.
continue. And what is your child's first name? And if you could please spell it for me.
Sure. It's Jaden. JaVen.
Thank you. And his last name, if you, again, spell it for me, please.
Allen.
So, Jaden Allen. Ma'am, is there any suffix to his name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No, no suffix, juniors.
Okay, thank you. And do you know his social security number? If you don't,
Yes.
could I have that, please?
Yes, 619-83-8694.
Thank you, ma'am. And please spell your first name for me.
Yeah, that's V as in Victory, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, RIA.
And last name Jones, ma'am?
Jones, Jones.
Thank you. And any suffix to your name?
No.
And forgive me, can I ask how you correctly say your first name so I don't say it wrong?
Yeah.
I like it. Thank you so much. Your current marital status?
Single.
And please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And you are the parent to the child, correct? And young lady, what is your date of
Yes.
birth?
6/14/1986.
Thank you. 6/14/1986. And your social, please.
Yep, 593-600-298.
Thank you. And thank you. We are moving right along. Let me just turn this up a little bit. And your best email address.
Yeah, first and last name at gmail.com.
Okay, let me copy that. That'd be easiest. And you actually, by the way, if it makes you any more comfortable, you've actually answered most of the difficult questions. The next of them, I think you're probably going to be okay with. But if you have any question, of course, you can ask me and I'll help you.
Okay, Andy.
Thank you, Ms. Jones. Okay. Okay. Da-da-da. And this phone number that we're talking on, is this the best contact phone number? 818-284-2957?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you have a particular time of the day that you prefer to be contacted? Mornings, evening, afternoon?
Like late morning, early afternoon.
Perfect. I'll just put that. Okay. I noticed you're in the 818. Is that you're in California?
Yeah.
Perfect. So are we. We're in Irvine, if I hadn't said that already. And this phone we're talking about. This is a mobile phone?
Yes.
And do you prefer phone, text, or email?
And emails are great.
Perfect. And what is your contact address?
7657 Winneka, Winnetka Avenue, number 133. And that's Winneka, Winnetka, the city, California, 91306.
And what was the apartment again, please?
Number 133.
Thank you. I'm actually kind of familiar with that area. I have a good friend that lives in La Cañada, so I know you're on the other side, but we head over to Oxnard from there. So, yes. And you did say you have the birth certificate. It's nice up there, though.
Oh, there's fires.
Well, it's better than hurricanes.
Well,
although it's been pretty windy the last couple days. That's what everybody says. I talk to a lot of people around the country and they think we're crazy. All right. So about the earthquake thing. Now, the question here is do you have official documents to show you the power of attorney? Well, but you have the birth certificate. So that's a yes. Okay. Yeah. Now, again, and I know this is a little bit repeat, but how is your name listed on the birth certificate? Your name?
The same.
The same. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me spell that out. V-A-N-R-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
And is your middle name on the birth certificate, or does it just say Venera Jones? Venera Jones. Okay. And are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues, any neglect, loss of custody, or no?
No.
Thank you. These are just questions I have to ask. I do apologize. I'm not being intrusive at all. I ask everyone. Now, in the family, is there any illicit drug use, cocaine, methamphetamine, PCP, anything like that, or no? Or shall I say none?
None.
Thank you for that.
No.
And then during pregnancy, did you have any of the following issues? Hypertension, disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV cramping. It could have been that too. But the question is delayed cord clamping, HIV, AIDS, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. And you did tell me your child was born premature. Was your child born in California?
Yes.
Perfect. And all right. Now, so here you got to give me your best approximate. We're back to where we were. The NICU admission date we know was birth, September 10th of 2010. So, and I know this was a long time ago. I do. So, Ms. Jones, I'm sympathetic to that. To the best of your knowledge, what day was it that they took your little baby out of the NICU and just moved him over to the regular part of the hospital? And I think you said, well, I'm not going to, you tell me.
So I was saying, well, discharge date was the second week of November.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm.
Do you think he was in the NICU for a month? Now, here's the thing that may help you remember. The end of October was Halloween, all right? Was he in the NICU still or out of there by Halloween? Do you remember that? Sometimes it helps people jog their memories, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, vague. However, gosh, I don't know. It just seemed like a blur because it all kind of seemed like
Let me try something else.
it would be in the NICU forever.
Let me do this. What I'm doing is I'm actually pulling up a calendar, and I got to click all the way back to 2010. But let's see how the days lined up that year. Maybe that'll help jog your memory a little bit. Isn't there a way I can go faster than this? That's a lot of years. I'm clicking on the calendar, year by year by year by year. There's got to be a way. Anyways, so when I get that up there here in a second, we'll take a look at how the days lined up in the holidays and everything, and maybe it'll help you. Maybe it won't. But at least we'll try, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, good. You're on board. All right. I have October 2010 up on my screen right now. Now, we know the baby was in there. You're thinking at least a month, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that would put us to about October 11th. Do you remember if the baby was released from the NICU on the weekend or during the week?
I want to say it would have been during the week, during
So if you went out to a month and a week, you'd be looking at either like the 15th or the 18th. That's a Friday and a Monday. And you are starting to approach 6 weeks of being in the NICU. What do you think? We have to put
No.
something. We do have to put something.
Let's just put the first week of November.
Okay. I can do that. The first week of November. So right after Halloween, like the first week, maybe the fourth, do you think? That's Thursday, the fourth. What do you?
You can say about the fourth.
Okay. And this is the best. I mean, and I'm not like what I'm saying is these are the best dates that. And they actually use the word in the question, approximate. So you're okay by approximating the dates. So to the best of your knowledge, these are approximately the dates that your child was in the NICU, correct? Okay, good. Now, and then on the birth certificate, how did his name appear?
So it's Jaden,
Okay.
it's sorry,
The middle.
Jaden.
Oh, I've got that. Thank
Oh,
you.
yeah, Iona.
Inona.
Well, L, yeah.
Inna. That almost looks like an L. That's really weird because my wife's mother's name is Lona, but I know that's an I, but it almost looks like an L. I'm going, huh? Because I've seen that so many times. Is it Smith?
Excuse me, Smith?
I'm sorry. What's J?
Allen, Allen?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like way down on this intake from when those questions were asked before, so I don't see them anymore. I apologize. And what was Jaden's birth weight?
Jaden was
Approximately.
born at 3.1 ounce.
Oh, he was small. It's 1389 grams. That's they ask it in grams, so I convert it over. Now we're back to this other question. And again, it's just approximate, but I think what we came up with was that they stopped giving him the formula basically around his diagnosis date. Is that correct?
Correct.
When they found out that he was sick. All right, let me go back up here. Just want to make sure these two dates line up. Okay, the 28th is what we put. What hospital was your child born at?
West Valley Medical Center.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
West Valley Medical Center.
West Valley Medical Center. And that's in West Hills?
Excuse me. This Seven. One is not in West Hills. No.
Okay. Which center is it? There's a lot of campuses.
It's Vallejo.
Vallejo.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. There it is. You know, they've changed the name of that.
Oh, no, I haven't checked back.
That's okay. They do it all. The hospital that I was born in is up by you, actually, in Glendale. It's not even there anymore. Byron's Memorial, something else. I was actually born in Glendale.
What is it called again?
Now it's called Sutter Solano Medical Center. Well, let's confirm this. Is this at 300 Hospital Drive in Vallejo?
Yes.
Okay. Right, because when you go into the Google search bar and put in West Valley Medical Center, that's what comes up. Mm-hmm. And that's all these hospitals change their names all the time. All the time. Now, is that also okay. Where he was diagnosed, or did they move him?
No, that's where he was diagnosed.
Thank you. But the most important part here is that the address and everything is the same. And so when they keep the records is what I'm saying. Just because they changed their name, they can't get rid of the records. Okay. So hold on. And I've got good info here as well. Thank you. I'm just copying and pasting. Twice. And I'm actually giving them a little more than they even asked for because it's there. I'm going to give them the phone number too. Perfect. Okay. Got that. Now, thank you for all this. Let me keep going. Jaden Allen. You're doing real well. What's your address? Okay. Now, there's no right or wrong answer to this question, ma'am. And it could be when you saw our ad. When do you think you first learned that there might have been a connection between the formula and the NEC that your child got diagnosed with? It could have even been like a month ago. There's no right or wrong answer.
When I saw the ad, not probably even right away because I kept seeing it after some time.
Right. And then finally you said, hey, I better check this out. And good for you. Do you think it was like, did you think maybe you saw it for a whole year, a couple years? What do you think?
No, I've probably only seen it for about, maybe about a month.
Okay.
About a month-ish.
Okay. Like I said, there's no right or wrong answer. So I put September 1st, 20 or 24, 2024. That's like this year, like a couple months back at the longest. Is that about fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, going back to the question of the usage end date, that diagnosis date that we have on here is 9/28. So that would have been the day that they no longer gave him the Similac, correct?
Correct.
Once they figured it out. Good for you. Probably saved his life.
Yeah.
A lot of you should hear some of the folks that I talk to. They don't know and they don't get the diagnosis for whatever reason, and they keep giving it to them, and it just keeps causing damage. It's just glad you guys caught it, and I really mean that. Okay, I'm just looking down. Now, this is kind of an interesting question, but what was the time between usage and injury? We know he was born on the 1st. He was diagnosed on the 28th. So they roughly gave him that formula for 4 weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think when we started seeing symptoms was about 15 days in.
Okay.
Yeah, 14, 15 days.
Okay. That's when you started seeing symptoms. Thank you. Because I'm actually going to put 15-day symptoms. You are on this. Okay. And yes,
it was around the same time. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm going to put exactly what you said, and I like that answer. 15-day symptoms appeared. Okay.
It was around that time, is shortly after, is when they said, the diagnosis came in and they said to stop.
Okay.
Giving.
Do you think that maybe the 28th is a little far out then for the diagnosis date? Do you think we should shorten that time a little bit?
Well, that's what I was saying, because we can.
I mean, you don't have to. You're not disqualified for any of these answers.
I'm not sure. That's what I was saying. It's the dates, the exact dates are vague. That's why I can give you about week.
Right. No, I like that you gave me weeks. And like I say, even if you stick with the 28th that we've already got on this form, you're not disqualified, and that's fine. Okay. So going with your 15 days is when symptoms started to show. They probably still continued to give them formula, though, until they got the diagnosis. Is that correct? And I mean, because at that point, they still didn't know that it was because of the formula.
Well, it was around the time of diagnosis and find, right? Because they had to still go and have an x-ray and stuff done. So.
Right, and plus they performed that surgery.
Because
I'm going to ask you next about the surgery. He was fed formula in the hospital. You already told me that, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is just a list of symptoms that your little baby was displaying. Did he have green vomit or any colored vomit, like yellow vomit, anything like that, when they were giving him the formula? Okay,
yes.
That's a telltale sign. Did he have low body temperature?
You
may not remember.
Yeah, that part I don't quite remember.
How about apnea? Did they give him a breathing tube?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if he had high blood pressure, any blood pressure issues going on? You may not even know that one.
No, I don't know that.
Okay. And this next one you might not know either, but it will come out in the medical records. It's bradycardia. That's a lowered heartbeat. Do you know that one, if he had it? If he did, the monitor would be beeping continuously. I mean, that's one of the reasons that the monitor would be beeping. Do you remember?
Right. I'm not sure. I know that it was breathing issues, the vomit, the stomach pain, or what seems to be stomach pain, you know. And then there was some bloody stool.
That was the next question I was going to ask you, and I'm going to put that down here. I actually was putting away things here as you said it. So dark bloody stools. Okay. And let me go back up. So was he lethargic? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. And then there's just one more that I want to ask about on that one was, did he have trouble feeding or was he constipated? Either one of those two.
I mean, not necessarily trouble feeding, the bowels, like I said, they were bloody. So I'm not sure if it was because of constipation or what.
Okay. That's cool. And then on the treatments, the medical procedures performed, this would be the exploratory laparotomy. Yeah, thank you. And when is the last time you took your little baby in for NEC-related issues? It could have just been a follow-up that you just recently did. There is no right or wrong answer. And all I really need is just your best guess of the year. Was it this year?
It would have probably been last year.
Okay.
Maybe towards the... I'm not certain if it was last year for that. But
okay.
I know that we get regular checkups and all of that. So
okay.
I try to make sure I keep all of
that
regular.
You know that he went for a regular checkup last year.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Good enough. And I put September. Is that a good enough guess? Are we okay? because the exact year, the exact date is not required. And then on the medical procedures, did they give him antibiotics by chance? Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you hear me? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say anything.
I said yes.
I know I'm typing. Sorry. I heard you. Thank you. Oh, okay. Oh. And if you are able to obtain the medical records, you'd be able to mail them in, correct? If you get them, correct?
Well, I would try to, depending on, you know, cost
okay.
and everything.
I'm going to put no that you don't have them, and that way they can pull them for you. Do you remember the doctor's name? His doctor?
Yes.
What's his name?
David Babel.
Okay, good job. And you've already, I didn't close the other thing, so I left it there. Copy and paste it all over. And that was at what is now Sutter Solano Medical Center, which was West Valley, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And was he also the doctor that you saw on follow-up visits?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Just more copy and paste. Did you go back to West Valley for those follow-up visits, or did you see Dr. Babel at his office? Do you remember?
Office. Yeah, I just don't remember where.
I'll find it. Don't worry.
Say it again?
I will find it. Give me a second. I'll get his address right here. Okay, West Valley. Okay, there he is. I think. Okay. I'm just copying and pasting some addresses here. Okay. So Dr. David Babel, we also have West Valley Medical. We also have Sutter Solano. We have Babel's phone number. We have the hospital's phone number. I put all that information in there. And so, and then, like I say, you're going to sign for medical records. So this will get them going. They'll be able to find it. Now, were there any abdominal surgeries other than that exploratory surgery performed?
No, it was that done. And tissue, some dead tissue removed and remaining milk.
Oh, poor guy. And I asked you kind of, how's he doing now?
Considering where we started.
Good. Yeah, I like that one. Considering doing well. Does he have to watch his diet?
Yes. I mean, there's not really like, you know, I mean, there's obviously things that we have to watch, but
right.
I don't think it's true.
We all do. We all have things we have to watch, right? Okay. Now, do you have any other thing that you would like to say? Any other medical notes? You know, kind of along with what, like you said, considering what you've been through is very stressful, right, for you and the family. That caused you a lot of anxiety.
Sorry, say it one more time.
Well, it was very stressful for you and the family going through all this, correct? You didn't know what was going to happen. Okay, and that created a lot of anxiety and, unnecessary worrying that could have been avoided. Not your fault. It's the formula. Keep in mind, this claim does not go after the hospitals or the doctors. It's strictly going after Big Pharma for not warning moms like you of the potential dangers to this product in premature babies. And so all your relations and everything's fine. Nothing's going to change. And like I say, it's Big Pharma has already admitted guilt on this. So there you go. I mean, you owe it to yourself and your family. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved one. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Can you please give me the first name and the phone number and who they are, friend, family, or foe?
That's so crazy because I really don't even have anybody else on my emergency contact.
Okay. Let's
I'm
see.
Estranged from my family, so.
Okay. Well, how about just a friend? We're not going to tell them the details of the case. It would just be simply, hey, have her give us a call. And that's
yeah, I
only
guess I'll just...
that's only in the event that we can't get a hold of you too for an extended period of time. So.
Okay.
I mean, how about this? Do you share a phone with anybody where I could maybe put the same phone number and someone else might answer it in the event you weren't answering it? Does that happen ever?
No. No, not at all.
I was trying there. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Does your son have a phone?
No, not just yet.
Oh, we're trying
okay, yeah,
here. We're trying here. you got to get me somebody to put in here. I cannot leave it blank.
Yeah, that's fine. I can give you Monique.
Monique? Gotcha.
Yes.
That's my son's daughter's girlfriend's name. And what is Monique's phone number?
323-532-1372.
Thank you. And she's your friend, right?
No. That's my mother.
Oh, you got your mom on there. Good for you. Okay. Okay, perfect. How's your mom doing?
Okay,
she's doing good. Okay. Okay, young lady. You really are almost done. Let me just look this over. I don't think I have any more questions. But I do have an opportunity if you want to put anything else you'd like to say. There is blank space here. If you'd like anything you want to share about your case.
I wouldn't know. There wasn't necessarily anything else. I mean, I've given you mostly all the information.
You've done very well at that, too. I really appreciate
it. Yeah.
I'm just looking it over right now. Oh, you know what? Let's see what happens. Okay. I think we didn't make any mistakes. You hear in my voice, that's a good thing, right? Okay. Thank you. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yes, if I'm not mistaken, I have.
Okay, let's go in here. It's super easy anyways. I guarantee you could do it if you haven't. All right, so, Ms. Jones, I'm sending you a document. Let me take a look at it. I've got it up on my screen. I just want to make sure it looks okay. And it is going to come to your phone via text as well as your email. It should only take you a second here. And go ahead and sign that. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text message with two text messages. One of them is going to have my contact, my name, Randy Reese, and my contact number here in Irvine, that it will be my direct line. If you have any additional questions or anything you would like, you can get a hold of me that way. But the other one I'm going to send you is going to be your actual attorney, the firm that's going to be representing you in this case. And they're going to be reaching out to you. And they've been doing it really fast. I want to say up to 72 hours, but they've been doing it really fast. So what'll end up happening here is they'll give you a call, and it's just basically an introduction call and let you know what to expect. And if you have additional questions, you obviously can ask your attorney and, just move forward from there. Now, let me send this here.
I don't want to. No, I don't. That's me. Don't want to do that. Okay. Text message. And is that document all making sense to you?
Sorry, one more time.
That document, have you got that up on your screen?
Oh no, I you sent me an email?
A text.
Oh, a text. Okay, I didn't. I apologize. Let me.
No worries, no worries. I truly, it'll only take you a second.
Okay, I see it. Randall Reese.
That's me, Randall Reese.
Okay, from Mass Tour, right? Is it?
Correct. Yes, correct. And then once you click on that, it asks you to agree to receive information electronically from me. And just hit the yellow start and continues. It'll ask you to make a signature. It's really self-explanatory. I know you know what you're doing. And I'm right here if you have any
Okay.
questions.
Okay, another number was calling me. I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
No, I was saying I'm getting a call, so I'm not sure who
Oh,
it is.
I accidentally, I'm sending you text messages and I accidentally hit the key, but I hung up on it. So you don't have to answer that call. You can stay with
Oh,
me on this.
okay.
Right. Sorry about that. Because you probably see I'm sending you text messages as we speak. You don't need to look at my texts. They'll be there when you get off the thing.
Okay, I see them.
Perfect. So, do you see that docket? Do you see the one text message you got it? Are you doing okay on that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. I see you're in it. I see it. So, do you have a question?
No, nothing. I'm still just kind of trying to
Oh, well,
see some of what it says.
let me tell you what happens.
Okay, please.
I can let you out of this at any time. So, if you want to read it now, that's fine as well. But what will happen is once you've signed it, it'll automatically deposit a copy of what you've just signed into your email. If you want to review
Okay.
it on your own, you can, or if you want to review it with me on the line, you can. But the reason I say this is because you'll be speaking to the attorney, and some of the questions you might have might be attorney specific. I don't know yet because you haven't asked.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? But as far as the document, what I really want you to just notice is that is if all the spelling and everything is correct.
Okay. So far. I just have a question, because it's his personal information.
Yes,
That
ma'am.
stuff won't be like given out, correct?
Oh no, we're 100% secure here. In fact, that's why we do it through DocuSign. DocuSign's going to try to get you to download their app at the end of that when you're signing it. Don't. All right. But because it's just a marketing thing, but if you're familiar with DocuSign, you know it's the legal standard, not just in legal torts like this, but also in real estate and anything. It is the legal standard. It is because they have very, very high compliance standards and laws that we have to adhere to. So your information is 100% safe. I understand the question and I do understand the concern, but I assure you it's safe.
Okay, and I've completed that.
I got a message telling me you did that. Thank you for that. Let me just pull up the document. Completed. And I did send you my name as well as Pulaski there. That they have an office in Texas and they have an office out here in the Inland Empire as well. I gave you their 909 number, but they're actually going to be reaching out to you. If you haven't heard from him, say by like next Tuesday, you're more than welcome to send me a text message, and just, or whatever, but I'm pretty sure you will. I haven't had anybody yet that hasn't, and I'm looking at your document. There's the authorization to pull your medical records, Jaden's medical records. Okay. Looks good. Did you have any additional questions for me?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Okay. If anything comes up, you are welcome to call, text, whatever you feel you need to do. That's fine. I don't mind answering questions. I'm here till 5 o'clock. I will be off Friday and Monday. Taking a couple vacation days for the weekend. It's my wife's birthday, so if you're looking for me those days, I won't be here, but the rest of the day, I'll be here till 5 o'clock. But you probably will hear from the attorney today or tomorrow. If not, Monday is Veterans Day, so possibly Tuesday.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to your wife.
Thank you, ma'am. And I really was born premature. I really do have grandkids now that I've let that out of the bag, and so I'm really, really passionate about this, and I do really bless or wish the best and bless you guys for taking advantage of this, because by participating, maybe you can force these manufacturers to warn a young mom who doesn't know and maybe save a life. I'm dead serious. I know it sounds a little bit over the top, but it's true. So thank you for that, Ms. Jones. And you have a blessed day. And if you think you need anything, and don't forget, you can send my name and number to anybody else that wants to talk to me about this, even if they're not sure. And then just hang tight. You guys, you know, you'll be in there. And like I say, you can go to Google for general information about the settlements and things like that. I'm not allowed to talk dollar amounts, but if you have questions, Google's a good source, as well as your attorney.
Okay.
All right. Have a blessed day, Ms. Jones.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.